Dan Horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey everybody, it's Saturday, Savage Saturday. I am the Mighty Griff and my co-host Tim McClon is sucking down a...
Who the hell's Tim McClon?
McClon.
I said McClon.
I'm the clone. I'm like Michael Keaton in Multiplicity.
That's just, it, you're Tim McClon.
Sucking down a toxic... You gonna tell him what you're drinking?
It's my ninth generation clone.
Tim McClon.
Fucking toxic fucking mix.
What I have here is a sweet, sweet... Malt liquor slits, 24 ounce.
Got talking to the microphone there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I was holding my can up. I can't read very well.
And then I got already bleary eyed.
Then I got this abomination Colt 45 blueberry pomegranate blast with a big bucket bronco on.
I suggested at the liquor store that he got the Colt 45 watermelon.
Mm. Oh my god, mixture. He'd probably be sick.
Ugh. Stopped off at the KFC and got him some chicken finger nuggets.
You might just have to mix the two.
And he'd be like having a bad day right here.
Shall we hold off and see what you look like? I'm waiting for the
look
first.
Look at that, dude. It's fucking gigantic glow-in-the-dark blue.
I'm waiting for the first drink.
Damn, dude. That's good. Whole, it's like a melted icy.
Mm. Yeah, but it's like it's got a lot more alcohol than
I want to know what it comes out.
It's only got 12% alcohol.
I think Michael has more.
And call me in the morning when you piss it out.
These are much better than the Four Locos.
Four Loco.
I might have to get a six pack of these.
Oh, hell.
Both?
Oh, my God. My pee's going to be bright blue for the next week and a half. My wiener's going to look like that Japanese power plant. It's going to be glowing in the fucking dark.
The blue beacon.
They will when it starts spewing radiation all over the fucking country. Yes, there is something. There's dude, many reasons.
How much did you pay for Birdemic, by the way?
$15.99.
You did not.
$3.99 at Hastings yesterday.
A dollar.
That's all I got ours
for a dollar. Yeah.
Yeah.
$3.99 yesterday up there.
Yeah. Mm. So see, you paid more than we did. So
I didn't buy it. I knew better than to buy it, dude. I knew better.
I went in there with
questionable brow.
I went in there with my pet falcon and asked they for probably Beastmaster.
They probably just felt sorry for you. Like any dumb son of a bitch stupid enough to order Beastmaster.
Yeah, because you can get it any day you want anywhere.
No, you couldn't. They only had one in all the vintage stocks.
That's because you didn't go to the pawn shops.
Or you didn't go to Hastings.
No, you didn't. I should have went to the pet store. I bet they had them there.
Hastings had a
truck stop.
Had to train your like falcon.
$6 up there. But those dirty bastards, I tell you what, the old manager needs to come back to Hastings. That's all there is to it. We need to get started a letter writing campaign.
Why? The fucking old manager from Hastings is making a living now doing something else at a different job.
Yeah, but you know what? He was good. He loved horror movies.
Yeah,
he
but
loved
he was starving them. To death.
I don't care. We got our movies. Let the sumbitch starve. We got our damn movies. Come on, work with me.
What a fun-filled week it was.
our fearless leader, he's been pumped up with IV and
that doesn't surprise me.
Been on a drip.
Drip, drip, drip,
blip,
trip.
Well, you know, you got to take care of yourself better, dude, for real.
I just did the episode out in the parking lot to the squirrels. I'm like, fucking check this shit out.
Well, no one called you to tell you we weren't doing
squeak,
one?
Tonight squeak, we're going to watch Birdemic.
Squeak, squeak.
Sorry. Even the squirrels were throwing nuts at the screen. This motherfucker sucks.
It really does suck that I was sick. I'm still sick, but I'm here.
I think I watched two movies all week.
Man, that's good. That's a good
job. I've been on a wiener roll, man. I tell you what, after watching Jungle Holocaust.
Well, fuck, you took my entire cannibal collection.
I'm fired up, man. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to. You don't even want to pop that fucking cork tonight because I'm ready to explode.
Tell us about
after my wiener rant from the last fucking tale.
Tell us about your cannibal journey, Tim.
Well, I think truthfully, this is the first I finally watched Cannibal Holocaust for the first time the whole way through, and
See, you should have broke.
I should have watched that.
You should have broke your cherry with Cannibal Holocaust because. That's, you know, that way you have something, you know, to sit there and go. Well,
was it wrong of me? Was I the only one that was rooting for the headhunters to spear them and fuck with them? Because I really hated every one of them.
Well, that's the way
people.
The movie was set up to be.
Well, that's good because I felt kind of maybe like I was on the
what you think no, after what freaky after they side. Raped the chick and like was tormenting them well, and you know. Killed the pig and.
Yeah, you're
I just,
you're not
I just
to
had
like
a hard time of dealing with it because I'm like, you know, you're all like college. Educated, and you're going over to explore this new land, and that's how you're acting.
That's what you're supposed to feel. It's supposed to give you that ironic twist that oh, we really are the cannibals, and we call them the savages. Yeah. You know,
like them dirty. And next thing I know, man, there's a dirty, hairy, un-fucking bathed wiener just flops out. And I'm like, you motherfuckers, you got me again. I've been Rickrolled. Some bitch has been wiener rolled, man. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Every time I'm in there, I'm like, yeah, this movie's fucking, you know. And I watched that Franco turd, that fucking Cannibals, and that thing needs to be set on fire and never watched again. It's the biggest piece of shit I've seen. And
I loved it.
And I'm like, I'm into it, man, and I'm like two or three into them, and I'm
it's even going Cannibal Terror.
I'm like, really, fucking Jungle Holocaust is the best of the best of these. Really, it is. Looking back on them, I mean, nothing stopped the infant squirting along the riverbank with the chewing of the umbilical cord. Nothing's even come close to that, man. I'm like, that's fucking genius. No, who even thought? Who, you know? And that, again, that guy comes out. We didn't mean to harm the animals and Holocaust. And I'm like, well, where's all the fucking sympathy for fucking up my eyeballs with the wieners, man? I mean, I love animals, man, but I've skinned many fucking deer in my life. And
well, the bad thing about it is you watch Jungle Holocaust, you complain to the wiener content, you knew it was an Italian cannibal movie, and then you come to my house and you get, yeah, give me all your cannibal.
Well, I liked everything about them but the wieners. And I'm like, man, there's got to be more to them than that.
I have to interject here. On Nightwatch, I had three of the people from Cannibal Holocaust on there, and they are the nicest, coolest people you'd ever meet.
Really. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they are.
But you know what? They did such a good job because the characters they played were the most reprehensible a-holes, except for Arbola, who's just the professor guy, and he was on the show. And he hates that movie.
But at least when you talked to him, you got to know what their cock looked like.
I didn't want to know what his cock looked like. Thanks.
Well, you got to see what it looked like. I'd seen it in the movie.
I put that out of my mind.
Well, see, and then it goes to that. You know, I watched enough Wienerthon that I'm like, that's cool. I'm going to get away from it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw in the Manson family. I'm going to get my Van Bieber fever going on. Fucking Deadbeat at Dawn. It's got to be awesome. It's got him in it. It's got, you know, craziness. Charles Manson.
It is awesome, by the way.
Well, what do I get? I get fucking Van Bieber's fucking wiener for 60 minutes banging everything in sight. And I'm like, dude, you're one of my favorite directors, and I don't need to see your wiener flopping around like that. I mean, you're a cool son of a bitch with a badass fucking handlebar mustache. But put your fucking snake back in your pants, dude.
He has a handlebar up and down. It's a matching set.
He's got dual,
his wiener's
dual
got
handlebar.
Van Bieber's Peter.
You gotta love that guy, though. Honestly,
I like went from
Van Wiener.
I went from like primate jungle wiener to hippie retro love wiener, man. And I'm like, Jesus.
Did I tell you the Van Bieber story? Have I told you guys that story about Van Bieber and the tambourine?
I don't.
I'm talking to Sage.
He don't play with his Peter, does he?
I hope not.
Does he bang the tambourine with his wiener?
I'm not sure. But I was hanging there talking to Sage Stallone, and we were going and, you know, talking about all these movies and stuff. And all of a sudden, there's a knock at the door. Bang, bang, bang. So he's like, hang on. Opens the door, and here comes a tambourine, like crazy shaking noise, right? And I'm like, what the hell's going on over there? Jim Van Bieber was on his way, walked over to Sage's house, stops by a garage sale, picks up a tambourine, and decides to reenact Hair all the way to Sage Stallone's house. Gets inside there, and he's singing these songs at the top of his lungs, and then he starts whipping out albums, like LP covers, and flipping them over on the back and like singing whatever song he knew from that LP while shaking the tambourine profusely.
Wow.
This is only one of my many Van Bieber stories. When Chaz Balin, rest his soul, was still around, Jim would show up at Chaz's house at like 2:30 in the morning with an incredible amount of knowledge about some movie that he needed to talk to Chaz about right then and there, waking up the entire... And Chaz's house, if you will picture this, this is the Gore Master Chaz Balin, but his house was like this beautiful... It's like this little cottage with this beautiful garden, and you'd walk through this whole garden like a maze to get to the front door, and it had these like this beautiful trellis and a gazebo.
Did he keep all the debauchery down in the basement, or what?
No, he had like little pieces of it throughout the house. There's a little Godzilla here, a little arm here, and you know, stuff. But he had his room for his art, and that was his room for the gory stuff. But let me tell you something. They were the greatest couple, he and his wife. And so you get Chaz there, and you can only imagine the neighbors who look at this idyllic house. Looks like, you know, for God's sakes, there's probably fairies in the backyard.
And then Jim whipped his
wiener out. And Jim is like cranking the door at 2:30 in the morning.
Peeing on the irises.
Screaming at the top of his lungs outside. So Chaz would let him in, and they'd be up till 4:35 in the morning just going over some obscure thing. Or else Jim would be raising hell because someone stole his money on Deadbeat at Dawn, and he doesn't know what to do. So Jim is a one-of-a-kind, and you know what? He was actually some people who listen to the show. As you well know, Dave and Melissa, you guys know them.
Right.
I just seen the pictures of Bone Crusher. I got with him. I'm like, you seriously had Bone Crusher at your wedding?
And that they had Van Bieber there as a best man. Awesome. And Herschel Gordon Lewis gave away the bride. Now that's the ultimate wedding. Come
yeah.
on.
Yeah, that's what I told him. It doesn't get much better than that.
And they said Van Bieber was such a hoot. No one even knew what to make of him. I love the guy, though. I just love the guy.
It's a true sin that guy hasn't put more movies out, man.
Well, he's screwed every time he does. And I tell you what, if you ever get to L.A., if we ever get you out there, all of us together, we'll go to the New Beverly, because every time there's some kind of a horror or cult movie, Jim Van Bieber's there. He was there last time when I was there doing the thing with Bill Lustig.
Out west? I thought he was in Cleveland.
No, his butt is out there. He's out there. So, yeah, you'll see him. He'll show up there, and you'll crack your butt up. You will crack your butt up. Now, he may not be there all the time. Maybe he goes back and forth, but he was in L.A. for quite a while, and last thing I heard, that's where he was still at, so I don't know.
Well, Griff's been trying to get him on the show, but he's
antisocial. Well, I just threw it out there as a thing.
We're going to have to pressure him.
Well, Jim's a hell of a guy, and he'll do the show, but it's just making him remember that he said he'd do the show. He said he'd do Night Watch about 19 times.
No, it was just one of those things that I threw out there because I had finally tracked down a copy of Roadkill.
Right.
And I was all geeked up off of watching that.
Well, now'd be the time to be on, man, because they got that awesome new package out with everything together on it. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but that's been
out. You really have had a lot of Wienerfest. All you talk about is awesome packages on the show lately. I don't know. I'm kind of worrying about you.
That was a slip. I'm going to wear my fur loincloth in next week.
Hawk the
warrior. With my... with my bait and tackle hanging out, fishing on the second floor.
Oh, hell.
Oh, good times.
Yeah. Oh. Good times for who?
Someday I'm gonna break down and watch Taint.
There wasn't a whole lot of wiener in old Cannibal Holocaust.
No, not near. That's what I mean. Not nearly as much as
there was one big.
There
old,
was no. It wasn't. And again, man, I'm cool with that. I don't.
There
you
was
know,
a big what, old fat snapper Italian in there.
Yeah, there was that. Like I said, it wasn't the wiener itself. You know, I understand that. That was part of what's going on. It was when the wieners started touching the other wieners. I was like, dude, you done went over the line right there.
No sword fights on my screen. God
you can't
damn.
Touch your wiener while touching his wiener.
There's movies for that.
There's a code of conduct for that.
There's wiener etiquette. A law amongst men.
Unless you're in the rodeo, you don't ride bareback. Oh, shit. Here we go. Wiener.
What
wiener.
The hell?
What the hell's going on?
Why in the
here?
Fuck do I hear an Advil commercial?
God our damn show? It. Do we got to get Brad down here?
That would have been awesome. I know. What the hell
do
was
you
that?
Have a headache? Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da. So what did you think of Death's Dream?
I dug it, man. It's cool that I finally seen it. You know, I love Bob Clark, so.
What'd you think of the part where he's sitting at the fucking drive-in with the chick in the back seat and the fucking pus starts oozing from his fucking head? She's just looking at him like,
what's going on?
What the fuck's the matter,
dude?
With
that
you?
Was classic, man. I wonder if that's one of those
fucking
scenes where
strangling
I want,
the dog
where he set it up. Yeah, I wonder
in front
if
of
he
the fucking
if
kids.
He told the kids, man, because I'm like, wow, them kids look seriously terrified. Did he just
what kid
was that all
crying?
Improv or the dude just picked it up and started choking it on?
I don't know.
On
that was just like
spontaneous.
Fuck.
Yeah, that was the rest of the movie was kind of hit and miss, but those couple scenes,
yeah, but the,
man,
that fucking slow rot. I mean, over an hour, just a wrinkle, and then
shooting up the
the blood the to keep ooze. Him alive, and then the part of his mom fucking driving him back to the graveyard so he could crawl in the grave where he fucking died. Fucking awesome. Yeah, that was one of those movies I'd never heard of before. When I seen it for the first time, I just threw it in, and I was just like,
and it was one I'd always heard about because I wanted to see it because of Clark, you know, and always forgot about it. That was worth it. Was worth the watch.
Plus, it was the debut of Tom Savini.
That's right. Yep,
Tom Savini. And if you noticed on the one scene where the kid. Comes down
God
the steps. When he turns around, you can see the fucking...
What was his dog's name?
Fucking blast packs in his back. You can see where they have the fucking capsule set up.
God damn it, Martha. He just strangled Buffy.
Well, that was the...
get the hell out of my house!
That was the movie producer from The Godfather.
Yeah, it was.
The one that told him to take his ass back to New York and tell his guinea boss that he wasn't going to... take no pressure off the mob and woke up with his fucking horse's head in the bed. But yeah, it's definitely worth watching. Blue Underground did a good job.
Yeah, it was great. Great.
Well, that's why I'm thinking, why in, you know, Blue Underground, I know Bob Clark's movies have got a following, and I know that Bill loves them, so why haven't they put that on a Blu-ray? Because I've kind of been waiting for it.
It's starting.
I mean, just kind of getting there?
Yeah.
Yeah, some of those...
They're busy with Porky's.
Well, and I know for a fact, like, Sage has been offered some things for The Beyond on Blu-ray, but none of it's a very good deal, so he's kind of holding out.
They're slated. I posted the new...
Say that three more times, Griff, so people will hear you.
I posted. I posted.
Did you post that on the forum?
I posted the new DVD release list on the forum. But they've got Blue Underground's got Zombie slated for Blue.
When?
There's no date. I'm just saying that there's a lot of this stuff doesn't have a date.
The fact that that's not on Blu-ray is a damn crime. Whenever. Friggin' dude, okay, they got Friday,
they got
Friday after next, and then first Sunday.
Cat in the Brain on Blu-ray?
This is Blu-ray. This is, well, some of them. I don't want to go through all of them, but anyway.
There's a shitload of them.
God Told Me To, Blu-ray.
What?
Larry.
Let's see.
I don't even know why. Am I the only one that always kind of, I liked the movie okay, but I felt like it was kind of overrated. It's a little slow.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean,
Blue Sunshine, there's one that you can't find anywhere that's a good movie. Have you guys seen Blue Sunshine?
I got the Synopsis version.
That's nice, isn't it?
You can still get it from them.
It's hard to find.
No, it ain't. Go to Synopsis.com.
They may have it. I'm thinking
about.
Go to
Amazon.
If you go into stores,
but don't get the version that was on the Elvira's. Movies at Night, because that's chopped up and it's a shitty copy.
VHS, yeah.
But I can't think. I think those are the only two. A lot of that stuff, Century or Media Blasters is getting ready to release a bunch of stuff.
If they actually release it, because every time they have a release date, you wait for 20 years.
Q, the Winged Serpent is coming out on Blu-ray.
Boy, they got the Coen Happy Fest going on, man.
Yeah, I saw they did just release The Return to Salem's Lot, which is also Coen.
On Blu-ray?
Yeah, no, on DVD.
Oh.
Finally.
Was that a re-release?
No, I think that's the first time it's been legitimately available.
Yeah, but that's one of them fucking Warner Archive deals.
It might be.
And that if it's anything like the other two Warner Archives that I've fucking watched, they're fucking horrible.
Not all of them are, though. Some of them are real nice.
Well, fuck that. Don't Be Afraid of the Dark and that Bad Ronald one was fucking horrible.
Well, you know Don't Be Afraid of the Dark is going to get re-released anyway because that movie will be out soon. So.
Well, I know, but still, I'm saying if you're... Wanting to rush
just
out
hold
and buy
on.
It.
Yeah, hold on. Don't hold your horses.
Well, you know, aren't you excited for the new Fright Night remake? With Colin Farrell?
No.
Son of a bitch.
Have you seen the trailer for it? Looks like fucking Twilight. Colin Farrell, every scene in the trailer, he doesn't have a shirt on. He's running around rubbing up his titties on a tree and a cat and side of a Ford Explorer.
Speaking of Twilight, what about them re-releasing Near Dark and putting the fucking all Twilight ripoff cover on it?
That's horrible.
when Anchor Bay released
Seeing it. What that piece of shit Red Riding Hood do? It made about 59 cents when it was in the theaters.
Fucking Scream 4 didn't even get the top slot.
Yep.
Well, it wasn't going to because a lot of the people who watch Scream, they've all grown up to become a-holes. So there you go.
They're busy watching Rio with their kids.
His name was Rio. I'm surprised they didn't put that fucking song in the movie.
It's probably somewhere in there. I think Jamie Foxx sings it.
Tyler Perry.
That new Tyler Perry was pretty good. I wouldn't watch it. It was all right.
You dirty bastard.
I ate 2 bags.
Don't, why do you got to lie? Just to
piss bags of cracklings?
I had 2 bags of popcorn with it. A couple Slits cans.
Put some hot sauce on that popcorn. What the fuck was that?
Just for that, I'm going to have to give you guys a special treat. You know, just for that BS right there, you guys get a special treat. Are you ready for it? Here comes your special treat. Since you want to sing Duran Duran, here you go, buddy. Here you go.
Are the people all going to listen to this? Going to hear it too?
Don't make me sing along because I know the words. Okay, I don't know the words.
At one time I did.
But I can dance to it. I know the moves.
Jump up on the table and strike a pose like a tiger.
Okay, you bastards. That's what you got.
Man, that's good. I got that, man. That's a great CD. Greatest Hits, Duran Duran.
A lot of that
sick
music.
Bastard.
A lot of that movie music.
Girls on film.
You don't even want to say shit like that down with
me. Girls on film.
You're amazing.
Wanna be a cowboy. You can be my cowgirl.
Holy shit, I'm scared.
Hey, I like the 80s music. I grew up with the 80s music.
So did I, but not that song.
My future's so bright.
No Tower Shades.
What movie was that from? Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 2. Should we get to the questions of the week?
We got questions. Steelhead.
Steelheader, also known as TC.
Shh, you can't see his real name.
I didn't say his real name. I just said
he TC
Steelheader.
He will get fucking thrown in a tin can and tasered in his testicles.
We will taser you.
Double bag taser.
Anyway.
2 bag taser around the world.
If anybody is wondering, we have a new addition added to the forums page. Questions from Mr. Steelheader. Mr. Steelheader is a fan who sends us multiple questions every week, and we try to answer those questions. But we also answered them, and we posted them on the forum.
It's called Stiff the Griff.
But we're going to go and do this live tonight. And I can't even remember what I posted on my on the forums. So you'll probably get a whole new set of answers.
We post
week.
So much on there that we forget what we put on there.
First question. Are you ready for the first question?
I'm ready.
Says, what horror movie have you watched more than any other in your collection?
Probably that Paris Hilton movie. That kick-ass night vision effect they had in it.
I want them to see what I see. Roll over, you're so beautiful.
This is bellowy.
This is real.
It's Evil Dead 2, man. I think I went on like a 2-year kick where I watched that movie at least once a day. I mean, it has everything. I don't know what else you'd want in a movie.
Yeah, that's pretty much my response is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original one. I still say if you watch that movie.
When you find a movie that affects you this much, you tend to go back to it because it's like a little... It's like a binky. It's something that makes you feel good.
I think in high school, in grade school, you know, I think me and a friend of mine, I think we watched The Exorcist like 1,000 times, you know, over the stretch of grade school. We always watched that. But for me, it was always Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Always so much detail to that movie. Just every time you watch it, you see something new.
Well, and The Exorcist was right up there because with my three girls, I got to relive that first time watching experience with each of them. And
now, this is what not to do at the cross. Don't do this. You'll go to hell.
This is why you shouldn't be Catholic.
See? Before she stuck the cross in it, it was billowy. But now,
it's kind of green and slimy.
So anyway, that's my movie I've watched the most, probably in my collection. Second question number two. What horror movie would either of you recommend to people who aren't into horror?
I think I was thinking on that was Silence of the Lambs, which I don't know if a lot of people consider horror or not, but it's just such a great movie, you know? I mean, who wouldn't love that movie?
The best part of that whole movie, though, is when the cockeyed guy looks up at her and they're playing fucking butt chess. Are you Agent Starling? It's just like, buddy, she's over on the other side of the fucking walkway.
Hey, Walleye Willie, look around the wall there, Wally.
I can't remember what I put for my answer on that on the forums.
There's a bunch of answers to that because there's a bunch of really good movies that kind of straddle that line.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you think, because it's not... You know, anybody that digs drama or a great story is going to dig Silence of the Lambs.
I think Seven's that way to an extent,
too. Yeah, Seven is.
Except for the last fucking 10 minutes.
Well, it depends. Some people like that.
What's in the box?
If he would have had that.
I can tell you what's not going to be in the box, your dick.
Now, that would be in a cannibal movie that Tim's going to watch tomorrow.
That'd be in Lucio Brandino's movie.
Dick is not going to be in the box because her head is in the box.
But that was Seven was great, man. It's right up there with Silence with me. I dig those.
I usually try not to surround myself with people.
Another one that I totally dig, man. I don't ever hear that much about it. It's that Slaughter of the Innocents with Scott Glenn. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
That movie's great, man.
That's a good one, yeah.
Crazy dude building the fucking ark up in the cave.
Well, and I think movies like Dead and Buried, that's a good movie that could cross over to a bigger audience because it's, you know, and things like Near Dark you were just talking about. Right. There's a movie that's a great vampire movie.
What about Braindead?
You know, well, depending on, are you talking about the version with Bud Cort?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great movie. I saw that in theaters.
Just
dude.
Recommend Dead Alive. Just say go get Dead Alive.
I don't think that'll work for him.
It's got comedy. It's got action.
It's
adventure,
got love and
bestiality. It's got pudding time.
It's got religious undertones.
Yeah. Paquita. It's got Paquita.
It's got badass. God, soldiers beating the hell out of people.
Kicking ass for the Lord.
What else do you want, man? There's a lot on there. What the fuck is... There's rocks getting thrown in there. That must be Amanda.
Somebody's throwing rocks.
You need to yell out there and say, who the son of a bitch got to throw rocks at our window?
We're in the middle of recording a damn show.
You're fucking up our show, woman. Plus, you done broke into the window. All right, we're going to play a good song right now and go to break, and then we'll come back with more stuff. We're going to answer the third question when we get back. Make you wait.
That's right. Make them wait, dude.
Make them wait.
Make those bastards wait.
We'll be right back.
we only knew the code that he was talking.
Put your boom boom.
Put your boom boom into my butt.
In my wishing well.
I took the panties off and your feet they smell.
Beating the bush with my boom boom boom.
I'm sucking beaters in the parking lot. Tried to suck the Peter of a dirty cop.
Don't step on my jitterbug, baby.
Let my hung do hang down.
Damn. If we only knew.
You guys are back.
We're back.
We're back. We're letting everybody enjoy the sweet sounds of wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, guess what else is coming out on Blu-ray?
Wham?
No. Ready?
I'm ready.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
The original. The original. Trauma. Trauma.
Oh, Lordy.
How Drano never picked that up for commercials.
You know what? I got about a half an ounce of vomit in the back of my throat after coughing so fucking hard.
That was from Wham.
Sick bastards.
I had a couple in a tub tacos the other day, man.
Those are great.
I threw up like half a shell, man. It was a big enough chunk of shell, dude. I pulled it out and started chewing on it. Like, God bless you.
You're a sick bastard.
I get to enjoy it twice. I ripped open
one of my Kraft macaroni and cheese packs and sprinkled it on there. I'm all, cheese.
Powdered cheese.
Take my
powdered cheese.
You take a tortilla.
You're sick.
You sprinkle cheese on it.
Good time. Good time. You just shit.
That's the pleather. The pleather's rubbing against my assless chaps.
Assless chaps.
Why are there so many wieners in the zombie movie?
Why am I in the studio if that's going on?
No crossing. Oh, no Lord. Touch.
Don't cross the streams.
Keep your peter out of my peter.
Keep your peter out of my pants.
Jitterbug. Guys, don't make me play that again. I will do it.
Bitterbug. Well, let's hurry up and answer this third and final question.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. I don't even remember what it was, but let's go.
Oh, yeah, try it.
In both of your opinions, what was the best horror movie of the last decade and the worst?
I think, I don't know about movie, but this is the worst song I've ever heard.
No, this was in Rob Zombie's Halloween.
You know, we talked and it was...
Why are we getting a fucking echo?
God damn it, Brad.
We're in a goddamn cave.
Where's Brad? I'm texting Brad.
Brad's a goddamn bulldog.
I felt like I was in Battlestar Galactica there for a minute.
They would be referring to Brad Westmar, in case people don't know.
He has control issues.
He lays his dick down. There will be no flabbergasting on my shows, goddamn you.
What do you think he'd say to Sherry Mood if he was interviewing her?
Don't talk unless spoken to.
Yeah, Halloween 2. That's pretty high up there right now.
For your best movie?
It's pissed me off really bad. What? There's best worst, right?
No, what's the best movie of the last decade and the worst movie?
Oh, yeah, the worst, yeah. I've seen a lot, dude, we just see so much shit on different levels, man. It just depends on my mood. Sometimes I want to see shit that makes me laugh. Halloween 2 didn't make me laugh.
I'd say the best movie probably in the last decade probably have to be Trick or Treat.
Yeah, I think we agreed on that. It was such an anticipation for it, you know? We waited how many years to see it? And it was one of the few that held up to the hype.
Right.
You know? You just wanted to kick anybody in the ass that shelved that thing for that many years. So they could release.
But you got Saw movies instead.
Yep.
God damn, say something, Griff.
James Wan. He's down at his mango mucho. No,
it just doesn't sound right when you do that, dude.
Sounds like Pete.
That shit just didn't sound right. You know, that reminds me of something. That reminds me of something.
Gurgling the pee-pee. Are you into water sports?
Oh, no, we're going to talk water sports?
We're transitioning over to the dark guy's pleasure.
Here it goes.
Are you into aquatic love?
And...
Jitterbug. Jitterbug.
Put on your snapper.
Pop the cock.
Piss on me.
Where's Joe? She must be at the royal wedding. Man,
she's
I could
at
just
the royal wedding.
I could just stop everything and dance to this every time I hear it.
Keep your pants on.
Kick your wing. It's like a it's like a wiener wrangle right here.
Good Lord. Talk about the numbers going down. Why in the goddamn fuck are we echoing?
God, he's a little testy, isn't he? Speaking of testes.
I'm fucking goddamn Westmar produced this son of a bitch.
We're going to start calling him the Mighty Westmar.
No shit. Shut it down.
I said I wanted to
fucking
be on.
Fucking cock ass.
I wanted to be on at 857.2. Dick face.
Good God, Miss Molly.
Oh, shit. You know he's going to have to kill you guys for saying that.
Who, Westmar?
That much hate, dude. He's going to just burst into flames one day.
Just split a wig, fall over.
Speaking of which, we watched Spontaneous Combustion last week.
Why do you think of spontaneous combustion?
What happens when the body overloads into 6,000 degrees?
It's no longer billowy. It turns red.
It turns into a walking s'mores, and your eyeballs melt like small round Hershey's Kisses held up to a 100-watt light bulb.
Oh. Oh, my God. Shit. Oh.
The shit thing has just smeared another 2 feet.
It just scares me so much to hear you guys talk this way.
You know what we sounded like? We sounded like that kid from Life Goes On, Corky. I don't like your face. I think you should leave.
No, you sound like that guy from Wayne's World 2. You know the one that was always, if you build it, they will come. That guy, you know.
The one that looked like Lemmy?
And he's like, and they always wanted the green M&Ms.
If you keep,
in 1942, if you keep, I said with Black
if
Sabbath.
If you keep popping my personal bubble, it's eventually going to burst.
Spontaneous combustion.
Goddamn Brad Dorf. What hasn't Brad done over the years?
Oh.
He's been a sweet, sweet little doll. He's wiggled around with Gandalf.
Wiggled around with Gandalf. I've started hearing things.
In his ivory tower.
I'm starting to get a little afraid.
Ivory tower.
What the hell?
Go on, put titty up in there.
Nobody puts titty in the corner.
You got something in my eye. Get out of my room. Quit looking through my sock drawer.
Either one of you bastards go see Insidious yet?
No.
Dude, I started hearing Darth Maul comparisons, man, and I had to shut it down.
Now, hold on a minute. Let me bring this around.
Did you see
there
it?
There must be some truth to it then. If
I
he's
really,
defending.
Really I enjoyed think it. And you know what?
Did the demon look like Darth Maul? Yes or no?
Not really, no. Everyone that has some kind of red and black face now is called Darth Maul.
Well, that's
But you know what? Even if it did, Darth Maul would make a hell of a cool-looking demon.
No, because he's already fucked it up by being in Star Wars.
No, you know, I will slap you in the fat face.
You know who looks like a really fucking evil demon?
Did I scare you?
You talking about Tracy Morgan?
I just popped out of the closet.
I'm talking about Tracy Morgan.
Jar Jar Binks. And then we need to do it. We need to do a straight up paranormal activity with Jar Jar Binks hiding underneath.
Dude,
the bed.
I think Jar Jar Binks is Tracy Morgan. They sound the same. I mean, you watch any.
So you're saying Insidious was good? See it.
It's great, man. But by the time you get around to it, it'll be gone from the theaters because you're a damn slow ass.
Well, you know.
And hey, what are you doing next Thursday night, man?
Next Thursday, probably working.
Thursday night at 12:01 a.m. We're gonna go hit Thor. If I know you're going, I'd save you a seat.
Oh, God. Really? You're going to go see that?
Who wouldn't, man?
Well.
I know you bitches aren't going to make fun of me.
That'd be like
just remember, don't cross your Peter with the Peter next to you.
Are you talking about Peters again? Are we going to go there?
Well, you're going to see Thor.
Well, you're going to see Thor, dude.
Hold on now.
You know that
son of
a bitch is going to be a rainbow factory.
Thor's inside my heart. I love Thor up and down my door.
Really? Well, I tell you what, man. You tell me you're dedicated. I'll go watch the fucking original He-Man and Skullcore with Dolph Lundgren. Fuck it. Might as well double whammy that. I'll watch Adventures in Babysitting and see that son of a bitch. He's a better Thor than that son of a bitch.
I love that Thor.
He's the best.
And hey, at least they got it right. He doesn't go without his helmet.
Now he's shitting his career away on some fucking god-awful CSI show. God, I love that feedback.
It's, you know what, though? The Captain America movie does look pretty kick-ass, but Thor does worry me.
Green Lantern looks fucking better than Thor.
Green Lantern looks great. No doubt. But see, you guys aren't really... I mean, Tim, you kind of are, but I know Griff is not into the superhero thing at all, you know?
He's still waiting for his Deadpool movie.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my Deadpool movie.
You'll be waiting a long time, I think, at this point.
Nah. They got to strike fucking Ryan Reynolds while the iron's hot.
Well, you know what, though? Really, you probably don't want it because it's going to ruin any hopes you have of something good.
I will go see...
They'll just put him in a black fucking suit and make him all...
Well, did you see what they did now? I don't know if you guys realize. I'm going to urge everyone out there to write to the studios and tell them that this has got to stop. All right, Sucker Punch was released by Screen Gems, okay, or whatever. It was cut by 18 minutes. So now Screen Gems is releasing Priest, which has also been cut now for a PG-13 audience. The original cut was aiming for the like Blade, Sin City crowd.
Yeah, man, I was pretty stoked to see that movie because it looks so different. Now they're just butchering it?
It's now been cut down to a PG-13. And here's the funny thing. I guess they don't learn their lesson by the box office because all the kids they were trying to bring into Sucker Punch didn't go see it. It was still people like me, and we're all pissed off because we feel like we got
jipped. Yeah, right, right, yeah.
And so what they need to do is they need to realize the audience for Blade is not the same audience that's going to go see Teeny Boppers pick their ass.
Well, look at Sin City, man. Would that would have been half as cool a movie if they would have chopped the fuck out of it?
And they even chopped it, and it still, you know, turned out great. At least they let it have its R rating. The director's cut is great if you haven't seen that.
When you have Rosario Dawson, anything's great.
Well, that whole movie from start to finish is fantastical. You guys are kind of starting to scare me just a little.
That movie's great, and I watched it like 8 times in the theater.
Dude, I love it. Yeah, yeah. But again, you know, again, it's we've got to send a message here. You know, start writing to these people. I think next week on the show, I'm going to have a whole list of emails.
Say it loud. Say it proud.
I'll let you guys give out emails to every one of these CEOs. I'm going to have
the power.
Them. I will have them. I'll start doing it on Nightwatch. You guys start doing it on this show, and together we'll start getting people to write in.
Dear fuckhead.
But here's the thing. Horror fans have got to quit sitting on their ass. Exploitation fans have got to quit complaining and doing nothing. Because everyone bitches, but no one actually really goes into to Best Buy or Walmart and goes up to a manager and says, "You fucking suck." They all bitch and write us letters about it, but no one has the balls to go in and confront.
I just
go
on Amazon and get my shit in 3 days.
I fucking stabbed a Walmart manager last week over that, and then nothing happened, but I got thrown in jail for 2 days.
Well, you know what?
Bullshit.
It's the fact that you did something that I'm proud of.
Fight the power.
That's right.
I got hopped up on Red Bull in a 2-day binge of Public Enemy, man. I was ready to fight somebody.
You're ready to fuck some shit
up. Fight the power!
Weren't you? You were ready.
I just went to Amazon and ordered everything for 50 cents. Showed up 3 days later, and I was happy.
Oh, what's that? You don't have it at Walmart? Well, I'm going to get it from Amazon. Shut it down.
Shut that bitch down.
Bye-bye, Best Buy. Oh, what? You don't carry any more movies, Best Buy? Bye-bye.
Hey, I'm going to call.
Amazon's sticking a boot up your ass. See ya.
I'm going to call Hastings and see if they got that new Blue Underground movie. Doo-doo-doo. Sorry, but the number you're trying to call has been changed or is no longer in service. Please check the number and try again.
Hey, you give me their phone number. We'll call them right now. They're still open. Let's do it.
555.
That is not their number.
It is. 5-5. It is 1-816.
Hold on. Let me get something.
Griff knows it.
We're going to call them. Hang on.
Hi, do you have the new...
We are going to call the infamous...
Hold tight. The revolution is about to
begin. We're going
to
do this stuff right here live.
Here we go. Shut her down.
The revolution is about to begin.
Y'all got new Chase Morgan.
Where's your power infection at?
Of course they're going to have Tracy Morgan.
I need something to butter my pud, too.
You got any good titty movies up in there?
Who is in charge?
Who's the communist that's taken over our store?
Because what we have here
is trying to communicate.
What your big baba's doing ain't what mine's doing. And somebody needs to grab a hold of their ankles and prepare to get stupefied.
What you looking at?
What you looking at, baby?
What you looking at?
That man's got hair on his lip. Man's got big black bug on his lip. What's in your mama, babe?
Is that bellowy?
No, baby, put that in your pants.
We could get some yellow.
Pudding pop.
Why don't you motherfuckers carry pudding pops no more?
What do you think? All right, what's that number? What's that number?
Let's get this mother. Let's put your fucking game face on. We're getting serious. The revolution is about to get fired up. We're sticking the first s'more to the fucking flame. And his name is.
Get ready.
His name's Chris Burstofrican from St. Joe, Missouri.
5656, right?
You dick face.
Uh oh. So you need to talk to a manager.
Do you have to do Tyler Perry?
I'm scared.
Do you have a pencil, Pete?
Hello?
Uh-oh. Go ahead and ask him if it's Hastings.
Is this Hastings?
Excuse me?
Is this Hastings?
Oh, no. You have the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You no talent piece of dog shit.
Look it up online. It'll tell you.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I think the area code is 816.
That's what I said. Area code 816. Well, I knew it was 50-something. Here we go.
Come discover your entertainment at Hastings.
You son of a bitches, answer the phone.
Online at www.gohastings.com.
Come on, dude, they ain't going to let us talk to a real person.
Press 1. For store location, press 2. To speak to an associate, press 3.
Here we go.
we're fucking gleaming the
cup. Thank
you for 49 Movie Rental Store. How can I address your phone call?
Hey, this is the Mighty Griff with More Horror Than Horror, and you're live on the radio. Is there a manager there we can speak with?
Yes, hold on 1 second.
All right.
Smoothly played, my friend. Smoothly played.
Thank you very much. I am happy with myself.
Yeah, this dick.
Thanks for holding. How can I help you?
Hey, this is the Mighty Griff with More Horror Than Horror. You're live on the radio. I just had a couple of questions. We've noticed over the last couple of years that the amount of horror movies and sci-fi movies have been diminishing from your shelves. I was just wondering if you could comment on why that is.
Oh, geez, Griff. Why you got to put me on the spot like that?
What's going on, buddy?
Not too much. We're going to close this joint up. What's up?
We want to know why the horror movies are diminishing.
He's a horror fan. He knows the dilemma that we're going through.
We need more horror movies. We need some horror.
Old hat for me, man.
Huh? We need it.
Old hat for me.
I told you.
Well, ask him, what do we have to do? Who do we have to blow to get some movies in that store?
I'm not blowing anybody. You can blow anybody. So what do we need to do to make sure that they're on out there on release day?
Demand them.
But demand to who?
Come in and say, before the pre-date, come in and say that you need the movies.
We do that. It doesn't help.
We get Saw movies. That's all we get.
So ask him, who do we call?
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Who do we call?
We get bulk Tyler Perry flicks.
That's just not good for anybody anywhere around.
That's right.
It used to be that, you know, even like if you get a copy for rent, they'd at least put one copy on the shelf to buy, and they don't even put the copies out to buy anymore. You got them on the shelves to rent, but you can't find them to buy.
Well, I think they just do it based off demand. I mean, granted, it seems how we're the only guys in town anymore that do that.
We've got the demand.
We'll start to see a little bit of a change in that, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Right.
Well, tell him there's three of us right here that demand it.
Yeah.
There's three of us right here.
Well, I'm not going to break his balls because this is a good guy.
I mean, like, for instance, the local made one, Bonnie and Clyde versus Dracula. We didn't get any of that in. And right. You know, personally, I was kind of disappointed with that.
Makes no sense.
Once people like order stuff or ask for stuff in, the powers that be up at corporate, they kind of see what's up and it kicks them into action. Sometimes
ask him, do we have a phone number?
Do you have an address of the CEO of Hastings? We can go to his
phone
house?
Number.
Yeah, give us something.
Dude, why you gotta put me on the spot like this?
Only thing you gotta do is tell him to go to the website. It's that easy, man. Come on.
Go to the corporate
website at gohastings.com, right?
GoHastings.com.
The bottom of the
screen.
Hold on.
Now,
he's
a manager. Shouldn't he know the corporate phone number?
Yeah. That should be it. I don't have the website in front of me, but that should get you there.
Yeah.
By God.
See? I don't even work there, and I know.
Damn.
That's because I get you on the inside track, Griff.
I know you do.
We're tired of this crap.
We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore.
That's damn it. Right. That's it.
Damn right.
That's it. I'm still looking for the damn...
We're not going to take it.
This is terrible. No, this is terrible. All right, here it is. Are you ready? Here's a phone number.
Hey, here, we got our phone number.
1-877-427-8464. That's 1-877-427-8464. Yeah, that's the number.
You must not be too busy tonight up there if you're on the phone jib-jabbering with us.
Dude, I'm multitasking. I'm working on my clothes.
Hey, no. Wait, keep it clean. This is a family show.
Like it is.
Hey,
we've got youngsters listening. little cocksuckers.
Defined youngsters.
Little bastards.
Little cocksuckers.
Well, you tell him goodnight, Griff.
That's what I thought.
All right. Well, thanks for taking your time out of your busy night to help us with our dilemma.
Hey, not a problem, Griff. You have a fine, fine evening.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take care, man.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, that Griff's was fun. Friends with the enemy!
Griff is an enemy ass kisser right there. We heard it on the show. Damn it.
No, but that guy let me...
Well, give that other number. Let's call them fuckers.
That guy let me give him a rump in the range.
That guy let me hang a fucking Maniac poster in that store when it was only for local events.
We know that's your boyfriend, and we know your theme song.
It's my party. I don't
cry if I want to. Cry if I want to.
Jitterbug. Get your jitterbug. And put it on my bug.
It is about time to close the show.
Already?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But we're just starting to have fun.
Wrap it up, bitches.
Okay. It's that time once again that we must wrap up the show for this week.
Join us next week when we will have a special guest who will tell you many neat things about their life and what they are achieving.
We have to tell everybody. Go to the forums page. Look under contests and giveaways because we have a contest.
Didn't you put like $1 million on there, I think, somewhere?
I don't know.
Hidden away in one of them Easter eggs.
I don't know. So if you're interested in winning free shit, go to the forums page at jackaloperadio.com.
Happy Easter.
Bye.
Gosh, that was it. That was the wimpiest, shittiest
fuck
ending.
Off.
You know, I just don't even understand what is wrong with you people.
What in this fucking hole?
I must have dreamed a thousand bug.